Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm the Secretary of Fair Go for Pensioners, and I have a background in accounting. I'll just start off with this. I just have to say this. As grandparents, we are loved and respected and play a vital role in society, not just as grandparents, but as charity workers, volunteers all over the place. But as pensioners, as the term is, you know, sort of for society, we are absolutely reviled. And that's thanks to, as a result of a decade of sledging from the government and neglect from successive governments. An example of the recent publicity stunt that Amanda Rishworth came out with when she announced pensioners were getting the biggest increase ever, 5.1%. Well, not true. This misinformation caused a public backlash against any suggestion that pensioners were due for an increase, when in fact pensioners received 4%, not 5.5%, not 5.1%. They received a 4% increase. And 2 weeks after that, inflation was announced at 7.3%. So the total shortfall was actually 3.3%, which pensioners have to carry till next April. So that's the biggest increase ever. So pensioners have no voice or representation in Canberra. Nobody complained about that. Nobody speaks up for this kind of misinformation or neglect. Now, the formula for calculating the 6 month adjustment is outdated and is not fit for purpose. The formula should be reviewed on a regular basis for currency, but it hasn't been reassessed since 2009, 14 years ago. Especially the MTAWE and the ratio between singles and couples. So what got me going as Secretary for Fair Go for Pensioners was a reply that we got from the Department of, what does she call herself, older Australian branch of the Department of Social Services. Under social security law, base pension rates are indexed every March and September to ensure they keep pace with increases in the cost of living. These rates are calculated according to the provision in legislation and are not a government decision. The cost of living is measured by the Consumer Price Index, CPI, and the Pensioner Beneficiary Living Cost Index. That's an interesting one. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Base pension rates are also benchmarked to the male total average weekly earnings to align them with community living standards. Now, I've underlined it and I've got it in red. The couple-based pension is benchmarked to 41.76% of MTAWE and the singles to 27.7%. Now, it's an elaborate formula. When I read it, I must admit, I sort of thought, oh, you know, it's a bit too elaborate. We've got two indexes. We've got the PBLCI and the CPI. Then we've got a benchmark. Then we've got the ratio. And then we've got the principal to align them with community living standards. But when you really unpack this, we discovered that there's some serious flaws in this formula, just to show you that you can shoot holes through any of these indexes. This is the PBLCI. And according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, they say that housing costs for pensioners are 23% of the pension. Okay, so the pension's $469, the basic pension's $469. So 23% of that's $107.59. Now, I'll be very generous and I'll put the Commonwealth Rental Assistance on this of $71 to $180. And I still can't imagine where anybody is going to find a rental or any kind of accommodation, even maintain a premises for $180 a week. I say it's $320 plus CRA. So that's a big difference between $107 or $180 and 320 plus CRA. Now, I've also looked at the others like transport and communication. They're all a bit wrong, but not to worry too much. But then let's get down to the end of the alphabet, utilities. Now, utilities isn't even mentioned in the PBLCI. So, you know, according to the ABS, pensioners don't have electricity or gas or or water to their place. So I've actually added a bit for utilities. So I've come up with $731 a week to their $469. So that's a huge difference. The PBLCI is very erroneous. It's not really. I don't know who's maintaining it, but it certainly doesn't fit into the real world of pensioner costs. Leaving that aside, let's move on to this MTAWE, the three benchmarks of male earnings. We've got adult gross. Now that's adult ordinary plus overtime. So that's $1,961 a week. Then we've got adult ordinary, which is ordinary 38 hours a week, normal people pay. And that is the benchmark that would align with community living standards. And then we've got this MTAWE down here, which is actually 439, which is actually less than the current pension per week. So the government have recognised that this benchmark, because it's less than, it's below poverty. So they've actually recognised that the benchmark isn't working. And the MTAWE measures all employees, which includes a workforce of under 21-year-old apprentices, juniors, kids working at McDonald's. Now, you know, kids working at McDonald's are there to earn a few extra bobs. They're living at home with their parents. It doesn't align with pensioners' living costs in any shape or form, and nor do apprentices who might be earning a few extra bob while they're doing their apprenticeship, and they're either still living at home or they're sharing accommodation with a whole bunch of mates. So, you know, does that really align with pensioner community living standards? I don't think so. I maintain it is the wrong benchmark. The appropriate benchmark is male adult ordinary weekly earnings. Now, back in 2009, when this ratio was set, they decided that singles, the cost of for a single is two-thirds of a couple. And that might well have been the case back in 2009. But since then, the cost of housing and transport and utilities and all the kind of costs that are shared by a couple have gone up enormously. The singles have had to bear that cost. And so the ratio between singles and couples has changed in those years, but it has never been reassessed. So over 14 years, the changes now put singles as requiring 77%, not 66% of a couple. So, and that translates to 35% of the male total average weekly earnings, whatever that may be. So what we're saying is that this should be lifted to the adult ordinary time. So for singles, that would be 518, and for couples, that would be 769. But what we're also saying is that the ratio between singles and couples is wrong, and that singles should now be on 655 and couples on 769. Now, that is a huge difference to what they're on now. It almost looks ridiculous, but that's what's happened over the years. And it explains the poverty amongst single-aged pensioners. I'll just move on to one other briefly, because this is not actually part of our submission at the moment, but just an example with housing, which goes towards the poverty. A single-aged pensioner who's renting is suffering extreme hardship at the moment, and it's very obvious. One of the major cost factors in rent is state land tax. Now, land tax is not payable on the primary place of residence, but is payable on an investment property. And it's based on land value. And this cost has escalated by 300% over the past 6 years for the landlord. And that has to be passed on to the tenant. This has never been acknowledged in Commonwealth rental assistance. So we have a situation where the federal government provides $71 per week to a pensioner who's renting in Commonwealth rental assistance. The federal government gives the pensioner $71 a week, and the state government takes away $120 a week in land taxes through the landlord. Is that not ridiculous? Then we take a situation where you've got a block of units where neighbouring pensioners have very differing costs. The pensioner who owns their unit is living in their primary residence and it is exempt from land tax, whereas the pensioner next door who is renting has a land tax component in the rent of about $120 a week on a unit that's worth about $450,000, and there's not even a lot of units around for $450,000 these days. Even though that is the renting pensioner's primary residence. And this is a major cause of homelessness, especially amongst older women who are being evicted in great numbers at the moment. Really, this homelessness is core for, especially for older women who've been living in a rental property maybe for years and years, now can't afford that very rental property because the cost has gone up so much, and it's gone up because of land tax and totally inadequate Commonwealth rental assistance and inadequate pension as well. So they just can't win, really. So what we've got, the principle, back to our letter, where they say the principle is to align with community living standards. Well, what we have for pensioners is homelessness, isolation, elderly abuse, malnutrition, financial hardship, and anxiety and mental health. Now, is that the kind of community living standards we want for pensioners? That's what it's come to. And the current statutory standard of the benchmark and that elaborate formula of indexes and ratios is so obsolete. In fact, it's now responsible for some of these social problems. According to the government, any increase would cause inflation and be a burden on the economy. Oh, dear, oh, dear. So the purpose of our campaign, which we're calling CAP, is to demand a realistic, straightforward and transparent formula for future 6 monthly adjustments that would ensure aged pensioners have a fair and decent living standard with financial security so that no pensioner is left behind.